Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
People were bringing children to Jesus so that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Shows how little the disciples understood Jesus. He had created every single one of these children by name, with a special particular love. He had come to save. He came to become the enfleshment of God's love for each one of them. And yet when these kids were coming on up to Jesus, the disciples thinking, I guess, that Jesus had come into the world to give a lecture, Jesus had come into the world to engage in a highfalutin conversation about the meaning of the universe or anything else like this, wanted to prevent his being harassed by these little kids, where Jesus came to save those kids. He came as the Good Shepherd to call each one of them by name and lead them through their experience affiliation to the fullness that the Father had always intended. Jesus uses that fraternal correction as an opportunity to teach them and us what the kingdom is all about. He said, whoever does not accept the kingdom like a child will not enter it. Elsewhere, he says, unless you convert and become like little children, you will not inherit the kingdom. The great paradox in Christian life is that the Lord calls us to two things simultaneously. He calls us, as we hear through St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, to full stature according to the mature manhood in Christ. He calls us to grow up, but at the same time he calls us to turn back, to have a revolution in the way we think of things, to have a real metanoia, and become like little children. That we're going in two directions, it seems, at the same time. But actually, it's the same direction. Because that full stature in Christ, that deep, mature personhood, is shown in the way we become more childlike before the Lord. Not childish, but childlike. Trusting like a child. Uncomplicated like a child. Obedient like a child most of the time. Humble like a child. A short-lived memory like a child. A capacity to forgive so quickly like a little child. All of these things and more. The great doctor of the church, a child herself, whose declaration as a doctor of the church I was privileged to be present, St. Therese this year, when she taught all of us the little way of spiritual childhood, she said it was basically one main insight. This way of trust and love was to recognize we were empty, that we needed God, that we needed the Father. She put two passages in sacred scripture together. The first of the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom. And in order to enter the kingdom, we need to be like a child. And so she linked spiritual poverty to spiritual childhood. That a spiritual child is one who always has hands open and empty to receive from the Father whatever the Father wants to give, to recognize that we can't do it on our own, that we're not self-sufficient. The great temptation for us as we grow up is that we think that we don't need the Father anymore. Thanks, Dad, I got it from here. Don't need your help. We see this as the essential sin in the parable of the prodigal son. Dad, you're dead to me now. I don't need you. Give me my inheritance now. I'm out of here. I no longer want this relationship of loving filiation. I don't know you. Neither did the older brother either. Never once did I disobey your commands, Master. There was no real love there. Neither understood the simple lesson of spiritual childhood, which is an openness to a Father who loves. Tomorrow we're going to have the chance to hear what Jesus said in some of the most consoling words of the Sermon on the Mount, that our Father loves us more than he cares for the lilies of the field or the birds of the sky, that he knows what we need, and that he will provide for us. That's the essence of spiritual childhood. The illustration of this spiritual childhood we have in the book of Sirach. I'm not sure how long you're used to homilies in the morning, but insofar as we only get to the Saturday of the seventh week of ordinary time, this is only the eighth time since the new lectionary in 1970. And if you live to 2060, however old you'll be, you can calculate that on your own. You'll only hear it another six times, because in order to have this passage, Christmas really has to fall on a Sunday, and we have to have a late Ash Wednesday. And so we've got a perfect year, and I know how excited you are that we get to hear Sirach all the way through next Tuesday. But there's an essential lesson here about the way God made us as children. It starts right off. In his own image, he made him. How do we understand this? Throughout the centuries, we looked at this image of God in an overly adult way. That what it means to be in the image of God is that we reason and that we choose. All true. That is what distinguishes us from animals. But there's something far greater. St. John Paul II said that the deepest theological thing that can be said about us as the Imago Dei is that we are made in loving communion. Just as God is not unitary but a trinity and exists in an eternal loving communion of persons, so he created us male and female in the image of God. He created not him, not just her, but them. That's why marriage, I know that this is a big day here in Chicago for married couples, marriage is the greatest illustration of the communion of persons who is God on earth. That the love of two can generate, conspirate another person, just as the Father and the Son's love spirated the Holy Spirit, so the love of a man and a woman can create, with God's help, a child who would be not only a fruit, but a means of continued growth in love. St. John Paul II said that is the far better way we understand the Imago Dei. But Scott Hahn has done a very good job in showing that in order to understand who we are as God's image, we also have to understand that we're made as children of God. That we resemble our Father in the same way that kids resemble their parents. And that we're never going to be able to understand who we are if we just think about ourselves as creatures. Yes, a benevolent creator, but somebody distant. We're never just going to understand it if we think about any type of communion of persons in love. But there's a particular communion, and we're constituted in a communion with the Father as Father. And Jesus comes to help us to enter into his own filiation. And the way he brings that about is by the power of the Holy Spirit, who helps us to cry out, Abba, Father. And the way we receive all of that help is through the church that the Father sent the Son to establish and sent the Holy Spirit to guide. This church is the family of God. And it's the school in which we learn how to grow to full stature while simultaneously becoming more childlike. The great illustration that we have of how to live this way is the woman we celebrate every Saturday, Our Lady. She, as we see at the Annunciation, was one who, with childlike trust, gave the most grown-up decision of all time that changed human history. She was one who never lost that childlike sense of wonder that the Almighty had done such great things for her, that His name was holy, that His mercy extends from generation to generation. She was the one who was loyal like a child, never abandoning, faithful and courageous until the end, as she was on Calvary. She is the one who, at this school of the Mass, wants to help us to mature as she intercedes for us to have the graces with which we receive Jesus for the first time on the day of our first communion. Let the little children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Little did we know when Jesus was saying these words that he was describing the way we would approach him today as beloved kids called by name. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.